Test 2.
Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-5 и утверждениями, данными в списке AF. Используйте каждую букву, обозначающую утверждение, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
Up until a few years ago, I never wore dresses and skirts. I hated them and felt much more comfortable in trousers, usually jeans to be honest. Now though, I suppose it's since I started my new job. I actually wear skirts quite often and I must say I really like them. I think they suit me and they're a lot cooler than trousers in the summer.
Speaker 2.
Yeah, I do follow fashion a bit. I'd never wear something I thought was really out of fashion. I mean, if you do that, you just end up looking stupid. And I certainly want people to think I'm well-dressed. Other people judge you by what you wear, don't they? So I try to keep up with the latest changes.
Speaker 3.
If I know I'm going to be at home all day, I'll just put on an old pair of jeans and a t-shirt. But I'd never wear something like that to work. Or if I was going out in the evening. You've got to think what's suitable for what you're going to do, haven't you? You wouldn't wear a swimming costume to a wedding.
Speaker 4.
Well, I hate shopping for clothes. I can't stand it. So most of my clothes are a few years old at least. When I get up, I just put on the first thing I find that's clean. I don't really think about how fashionable it is or what it looks like on me. I'm just not that interested in my appearance, really.
Speaker 5.
What you wear can really affect how you feel about yourself. So I am a bit careful, yes. For example, if you've got an important job interview or something like that, you've got to wear something that's smart, obviously, but more importantly, you've got to wear something you feel good in. You don't want to be sitting there thinking, this jacket doesn't fit me properly.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Speaker 1.
Up until a few years ago, I never wore dresses and skirts. I hated them and felt much more comfortable in trousers, usually jeans to be honest. Now though, I suppose it's since I started my new job. I actually wear skirts quite often and I must say I really like them. I think they suit me and they're a lot cooler than trousers in the summer.
Speaker 2.
Yeah, I do follow fashion a bit. I'd never wear something I thought was really out of fashion. I mean, if you do that, you just end up looking stupid. And I certainly want people to think I'm well-dressed. Other people judge you by what you wear, don't they? So I try to keep up with the latest changes.
Speaker 3.
If I know I'm going to be at home all day, I'll just put on an old pair of jeans and a t-shirt, but I'd never wear something like that to work, or if I was going out in the evening. You've got to think what's suitable for what you're going to do, haven't you? You wouldn't wear a swimming costume to a wedding.
Speaker 4.
Well, I hate shopping for clothes. I can't stand it. so most of my clothes are a few years old at least. When I get up, I just put on the first thing I find that's clean. I don't really think about how fashionable it is or what it looks like on me. I'm just not that interested in my appearance, really.
Speaker 5.
What you wear can really affect how you feel about yourself, so I am a bit careful, yes. For example, if you've got an important job interview or something like that, you've got to wear something that's smart, obviously, but more importantly, you've got to wear something you feel good in. You don't want to be sitting there thinking, this jacket doesn't fit me properly.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Вы услышите разговор агента по недвижимости Мириам с клиентом. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1, А6 соответствуют содержанию текста 1, какие не соответствуют 2 и о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Hello, I'm Miriam Jones. We spoke on the phone.
Ah, yes.
I've got the keys here, so let's go in and have a look, shall we? So, as you can see, the main entrance opens onto the living room.
Not bad. But hold on. This is still furnished. Are people still living here? I thought I'd be able to move in immediately if I decide to take it.
Well, we were hoping the current owners would have left by now, yes. They were planning to move out last weekend. As you can see, that didn't happen, but there's a good chance they'll be leaving this week. I'm sure it won't be a problem.
Well, it's not ideal. Anyway, let's have a look round.
Yes. Now, I must show you this. It's a main feature of the living room. This is a real coal fireplace. Very unusual in a house like this, and lovely for those cold winter nights.
Actually, I prefer central heating. It's a lot easier to control and much better for the environment. The house does have central heating as well, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. There are radiators in every room. Let's go through to the kitchen, shall we? So, this is the kitchen. As you can see, it's very cosy and...
You mean tiny?
Well, it's not huge, I agree. But it's actually been designed very cleverly, so there's room for a large fridge here, the cooker here, and a washing machine here.
But where would I put the dishwasher and freezer?
Well, there's a little room just off the kitchen here. We like to call it the utility room. And I think they might just fit in here, mightn't they?
The dishwasher, maybe. But the freezer? Not a chance.
Well, I'm not sure you'll find a bigger house around here at this price.
Talking of money... You said the owners are asking £60,000, is that right?
That's right, but I think there's a chance they'll drop the price by about £2,000 if you say you want to buy it immediately.
OK, let's see what they say. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Hello, I'm Miriam Jones. We spoke on the phone.
Ah, yes.
I've got the keys here, so let's go in and have a look, shall we? So, as you can see, the main entrance opens onto the living room.
Not bad. But, hold on. This is still furnished. Are people still living here? I thought I'd be able to move in immediately if I decide to take it.
Well, we were hoping the current owners would have left by now, yes. They were planning to move out last weekend. As you can see, that didn't happen, but there's a good chance they'll be leaving this week. I'm sure it won't be a problem.
Well, it's not ideal. Anyway, let's have a look round.
Yes. Now, I must show you this. It's a main feature of the living room. This is a real coal fireplace. Very unusual in a house like this, and lovely for those cold winter nights.
Actually, I prefer central heating. It's a lot easier to control and much better for the environment. The house does have central heating as well, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. There are radiators in every room. Let's go through to the kitchen, shall we? So, this is the kitchen. As you can see, it's very cosy and...
You mean tiny?
Well, it's not huge, I agree. But it's actually been designed very cleverly, so there's room for a large fridge here, the cooker here, and a washing machine here.
But where would I put the dishwasher and freezer?
Well, there's a little room just off the kitchen here. We like to call it the utility room. And I think they might just fit in here, mightn't they?
The dishwasher, maybe. But the freezer? Not a chance.
Well, I'm not sure you'll find a bigger house around here at this price.
Talking of money, you said the owners are asking £60,000, is that right?
That's right, but I think there's a chance they'll drop the price by about £2,000 if you say you want to buy it immediately.
OK, let's see what they say. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Вы услышите беседу директора гостиницы с новым служащим. В заданиях А7-А13 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Well, Denise, it's your first day on the job, so welcome to the Imperial Hotel. I've got a little time to show you a few of the basics, but I've arranged for the assistant manager, Mrs. Croft, to give you detailed instructions later this morning. From what you've seen so far, do you think you're going to enjoy working here?
Oh, yes. Of course, it's a lot bigger than where I was working before, but I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm used to working with the public, and in my previous job I had to use a computer, so that shouldn't be a worry. The only thing I'm slightly anxious about is managing my own budget. I've never had that kind of financial responsibility. At the Westminster, the manager made all those decisions.
I understand. That's usually the way they do things in smaller hotels. But I'm far too busy to worry about day-to-day spending. I'm sure you'll be fine. The main thing is to check with either myself or Mrs. Croft if there's anything you're not sure about.
OK, yes, I'll do that.
Now, as head receptionist, you'll have 5 receptionists under you, with 2 of them working on the front desk at any one time. They're all quite inexperienced, except a young man called Ben, who's been with us for a couple of years. I'm sure he'll be happy to help you settle in. You'll be meeting them this afternoon.
Good. I do think it's important to get to know your team as soon as possible. It's really satisfying to know that you've got the best out of them. You spend so much time dealing with problems and difficulties that it's easy to forget about your employees. Working with the people under me was the thing I most enjoyed about being at the Westminster Hotel.
I'm sure you'll find them all willing to work. Now, this is the computer. You said you had some experience, which is good. I think they're fine until something goes wrong. If that happens, we have to use old-fashioned pen and paper.
Yes, the system where I used to work was always breaking down. We actually did a course so that we could fix simple problems ourselves. This system looks very similar to the one we had.
Oh, that's marvellous. Well, I'm going to be leaving you in a couple of minutes, and Mrs. Croft should be along shortly. Are there any questions you'd like to ask me before I go?
There was just one thing. When I was interviewed for the job, nobody mentioned time off. I've got all the details about payment and when I'm expected to be here in the morning. So it was just that, really.
Check with Mrs. Croft, but I'm sure you're entitled to at least 2 weeks a year. Check with her. Right, well, there is just one more thing. I wonder if you'd mind staying for a little longer tonight. You see, I have to meet a VIP arriving at the airport, and I've asked Mrs. Croft to look after the desk while I'm away. That'll mean that there's no one to make sure the VIP rooms are cleaned and prepared. Would you mind?
No, of course not. Thank you very much for all your help.
Not at all. Let me know if I can do anything else.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Well, Denise, it's your first day on the job, so welcome to the Imperial Hotel. I've got a little time to show you a few of the basics, but I've arranged for the assistant manager, Mrs. Croft, to give you detailed instructions later this morning. From what you've seen so far, do you think you're going to enjoy working here?
Oh, yes. Of course, it's a lot bigger than where I was working before, but I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm used to working with the public, and in my previous job I had to use a computer, so that shouldn't be a worry. The only thing I'm slightly anxious about is managing my own budget. I've never had that kind of financial responsibility. At the Westminster, the manager made all those decisions.
I understand. That's usually the way they do things in smaller hotels. But I'm far too busy to worry about day-to-day spending. I'm sure you'll be fine. The main thing is to check with either myself or Mrs. Croft if there's anything you're not sure about.
OK, yes, I'll do that.
Now, as head receptionist, you'll have 5 receptionists under you, with 2 of them working on the front desk at any one time. They're all quite inexperienced, except a young man called Ben, who's been with us for a couple of years. I'm sure he'll be happy to help you settle in. You'll be meeting them this afternoon.
Good. I do think it's important to get to know your team as soon as possible. It's really satisfying to know that you've got the best out of them. You spend so much time dealing with problems and difficulties that it's easy to forget about your employees. Working with the people under me was the thing I most enjoyed about being at the Westminster Hotel.
I'm sure you'll find them all willing to work. Now, this is the computer. You said you had some experience, which is good. I think they're fine until something goes wrong. If that happens, we have to use old-fashioned pen and paper.
Yes, the system where I used to work was always breaking down. We actually did a course so that we could fix simple problems ourselves. This system looks very similar to the one we had.
Oh, that's marvellous. Well, I'm going to be leaving you in a couple of minutes, and Mrs. Croft should be along shortly. Are there any questions you'd like to ask me before I go?
There was just one thing. When I was interviewed for the job, nobody mentioned time off. I've got all the details about payment and when I'm expected to be here in the morning. So it was just that, really.
Check with Mrs. Croft, but I'm sure you're entitled to at least 2 weeks a year. Check with her. Right, well, there is just one more thing. I wonder if you'd mind staying for a little longer tonight. You see, I have to meet a VIP arriving at the airport, and I've asked Mrs. Croft to look after the desk while I'm away. That'll mean that there's no one to make sure the VIP rooms are cleaned and prepared. Would you mind?
No, of course not. Thank you very much for all your help.
Not at all. Let me know if I can do anything else.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.